I'm Alan Lytle for 91.3 WUKY, where it is time for another edition of Saving Stories with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature interviews from the collection. Doug, today we are celebrating the 15th anniversary of this iteration of the iconic Lyric Theater in Lexington's East End.
The Lyric Theater originally opened in 1948 as a movie theater that served the black community during segregation. In addition to movies, it quickly branched out to include live music. Some legends performed there. Ray Charles, Count Basie, B.B. King. However, in 1963, the theater closed its doors because, following the desegregation in Lexington, the Lyric just couldn't compete with some of the larger theaters in town. The Lyric Theater was abandoned, and the building progressively fell into disrepair for nearly 50 years. But in the late 1990s, community groups started advocating for renovating the Lyric. And eventually, the Lexington Urban County Council allocated $6 million to restore and reopen the Lyric as a community and cultural center and theater. In 2015, we interviewed community activist Thomas Tolliver, who talked about the reopening. Interestingly enough, when this effort was happening in the 1990s, he was a self-described naysayer who thought the building was beyond saving.
I had heard these rumblings. You know, I'd been in Lexington by that time for 14 years, obviously, and I'd heard rumblings, oh, we ought to fix up the Lyric. They ought to reopen the Lyric, and that building had sat empty by that time for 30 years. It closed in 1963, and I said, if that building had a life in it, or any chance of a life, it would have happened by now. And that was my attitude. I just thought the building was too far gone that anything, and I didn't think the government would ever spend the money to fix up that building in a black neighborhood. Another newspaper reporter was in the neighborhood doing a story about the Lyric, perhaps talking about the possibility of the Lyric opening up. And I was quoted in the paper as saying, I wish the ground would just open, swallow that dilapidated eyesore, and then close right back up. That's how strongly I felt about it.
Tolliver, who's known for some passionate opinions on the topic, eventually made the turn and got on board. And in this next clip from the 2015 interview, Tolliver talks about what he'd like to see for the Lyric Theater and the surrounding neighborhood in the years to come.
It represents so much of the history of Black Lexington, and I think young people will recognize, I hope that young people will recognize that that is a institution that we need to preserve, and in order to preserve it, we got to make it important to our current culture. I'd like to see East 3rd Street in particular become more commercial spaces, commercial and retail spaces, whether that's a coffee shop and a donut shop, or something along those lines, all up and down 3rd Street from the Lyric to Isaac Murphy Garden. And what that will do when somebody comes to the Lyric Theater for a show at 8 o'clock and they get out at 10, they can go up the street to the coffee shop and have coffee and a dessert and sort of review the performance they just saw. So what I'm hoping for is that 3rd Street becomes far more walkable and business-oriented so that the Lyric isn't sitting there in as a entertainment mecca as like an island unto itself, but it is part of a larger business district. And that's what I'm hoping for in the next 10, 15, 20 years, that we'll get more commercial space. Because there have been many times I've gone to events at the Opera House or Singletary Center, and when it's over, you know, you go somewhere and have a drink, you have a beer, or you go to Ramsey's and have dessert and coffee or something like that. And I like to see us be able to do that right within the East End. Or people will come and have a bite to eat before going to a performance at the Lyric. And I like to see that happen. And I think, you know, if people come to the table and work to make things like that happen, I don't think they're going to happen on their own. I think people got to get off their butts and help drive the engine that makes those things happen.
And we have started to see some of that take place. These interviews, are they online?
If you just go to KentuckyOralHistory.org and search Lyric Theater, you'll access a lot of people talking about their memories.
Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries has been our guest again on Saving Stories. Have a good one.
Thanks for having me.